All right, welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Today's Instant Reaction Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. They are the presenting sponsor of all of our Instant Reaction Podcasts here at CycloneFanatic.com. 40 years of service for Carl Chevrolet, so if you're looking to upgrade your car, check them out in Ankeny or Stewart, and they will most certainly take care of you. Iowa State today with a 68-45 loss to Tennessee at Hilton Coliseum. Moves Iowa State's record to 11-9 overall. And just about everything that could go wrong seemingly did. Cyclones shot 33% from the field, 23% from behind the three-point line, 41% from the free throw line, where they were 7 of 17. Started the game 0 for 6. They were outscored by the Tennessee bench 36-14. Only one player scored in double figures. Tennessee had 16 offensive rebounds. I mean, this stat sheet is really bad. And, you know, Donovan Jackson leads the Cyclones with 13 points. He goes 5 of 14 from the field, 2 of 8 from 3. Lindell Wigginton goes 3 for 13 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, and 1 of 7 from the free throw line. Solomon Young had played pretty well. He played really well defending in the post. Grant Williams, who's the Volunteers' leading scorer, he had only 4 points, I think, about halfway through the second half, but he finished 3 for 9, 3 of 5 from the free throw line, so that's where he got 3 points with 9 points, 10 boards. Solomon did a really nice job of defending him pretty much the entire game. Solomon also had 9 points on the other end. I know the one thing that people are really going to be asking a lot about is Cameron Lard. Did not start the game, came off the bench to give Iowa State 6 points and 9 rebounds. We asked Coach Prohm why Lard did not start the game, and his only answer was that it was between the two of them. So it's not really clear at this point what happened with Cameron Lard to where he did not start the game on Saturday. And I mean, I would guess that it was something disciplinary. I know a lot of people had noted that it, you know, on TV it looked like he didn't really want to be there that badly. I couldn't tell, you know, what his face looked like or anything like that from where I sit, but maybe I'll be able to comment more on that on Monday, on the Monday rundown with Rob Gray, after I've gotten a chance to rewatch the game. I mean, the thing about this game is that I do not, even after, you know, obviously it happened, I don't feel like Tennessee is 23 points better than Iowa State. Tennessee's a good team. I mean, they've got, Williams is a nice post player. They've got some guys that can really shoot the basketball. But when Iowa State plays the way it is capable, I know that they are not that there is not that big of a discrepancy between these two basketball teams. And I mean, Iowa State offensively, to go 17 of 51, 4 of 17 from 3, 7 of 17 from the free throw line, you know, 1 of 8 from the 3-point line, from behind the 3-point line in the second half. I mean, it just, you play well for the first 8 minutes of the game, and then what was working essentially goes away. And you know, it didn't seem like they had any flow offensively. They didn't really have any direction. It, you know, they seemed like they were really flustered. And then the fact that they just couldn't make shots, and shots that even all season long that we've seen Iowa State be able to make, they're not making them. And I really feel like this game, you know, like I said, as good as Tennessee is, I think that this game was about Iowa State more than it was about anything else. You know, and Coach Prohm and Donovan Jackson both said the team played soft. I'd agree. I mean, you get up, what was it, 12 to 6, 12 to 5, 14 and a half minutes left in the first half, and then you score 7 points in the whole rest of the second half, or in the whole rest of the first half. You go an 8-minute stretch in the first half where you don't have a single bucket. I mean, I just don't get, you know, you get that lead and you're playing really well, and then Tennessee answers back like you know they're going to. They're the number 21 team in the country. There's a reason for that. You know they're going to punch back. And when they fought back, Iowa State didn't fight back too. And, you know, that's going to be the difference in the game. Coach Prohm talked about you. We needed to be the tougher team. You know, you had to play with more energy. And just didn't see it tonight. Just didn't see it. And, you know, what do you do about that going forward? I don't know. I don't know at this point. You know, you hope that maybe this was just a blip on the radar and, you know, it's something that you can move on from and hopefully you can get better. But it just, you know, it just seems like it's becoming too frequent where we're having that discussion of, oh, I hope it's a blip on the radar. And this team is just so inconsistent. And I've said it before, when this team is playing well, you know, these guys can compete with anybody. I think they can beat just about anybody when they are playing their best game. But when they are playing their worst game, I mean, they are a very, very bad basketball team, and that's who they were on Saturday against Tennessee. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it takes. I mean, it's, you just got to want to compete. You got to want to compete, and you just got to want to win more than the other team does. And Saturday didn't look like that. It looked like even when they were, you know, you get down 20, and it didn't look like they were down 20, I guess. And I don't know how you fix that. I think that there's going to be some serious soul searching going on in the Sukup basketball facility here in the next several days. And, you know, that is probably necessary after the performance on today against Tennessee. So, you know, you don't have long to think about it. You got to turn the page because West Virginia is coming to town on Wednesday, and we sure as hell know that they're not going to, you know, they're not going to let up. West Virginia is a good team, and they're going to be a horrible matchup for Iowa State with the way that they press and, you know, the style of basketball they play. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a back to the drawing board type of couple days here for Steve Prohm and for the guys on this team. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they respond on Wednesday against the Mountaineers. So thanks for listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast presented by Carl Chevrolet. I know Chris is working on writing right now. I'm going to get some videos posted up on the site and stuff like that. So make sure and check out our coverage if you just want to hear what Coach had to say and what Donovan had to say about the game, and just get some of those guys' thoughts, because, you know, they can explain it better than I can at this point. Talk to you guys again on Monday for the Monday Rundown, and thanks for listening.